Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday right before your flight to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
What an intro. Joey Harrington, pre-USC. Here he is, having the time of his life. Hello.
Define time of my life.
You are watching youth soccer in a sunny state.
Most of those things are true. I'm watching youth soccer. I am in a generally sunny state, but I never thought I would leave a warm and sunny Portland to come to a cold, windy, rainy Arizona.
What?
It's cold? What are we talking about cold in Arizona?
62 degrees?
No. I mean, I was out here for the first game in the morning at like 9, 10 o'clock, and I was in a sweatshirt. I was cold. Hmm. Like, you know, not like bone chilling kind of cold, but definitely not pleasant.
We have been down there a couple times for bowl games, for the Fiesta Bowl in late December. And I will tell you, it is the desert. It does get sneaky cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
Now, would you be down there if, so game day's here, and if they asked you to be the celebrity guest picker, would you choose game day or your kid's soccer tournament?
Okay, look, we've gone through this like 7,300 times already. They're not going to pick me to be the picker.
They will. They will.
I think they will.
It's a matter of time.
That ship sailed long ago.
I don't think it did.
So many other options.
Like
that
what?
Are,
like who? We've already done. Oh. We have done this, but yeah. we've already gone through the list. They've pretty much checked. Listen, this is. Don't take this the wrong way. But they've pretty much checked.
Get ready
everyone.
To take this the wrong way.
They've checked everyone off the list. You're the only one left.
I think when I went from ESPN to Fox, they checked me off of every list possible.
Oh,
so I'm probably blackballed.
Okay. There we go. That's the truth.
The question. Quit dodging the question. Would you be a terrible parent and tell your beloved son, "No, I'm not coming. I have to be the guest picker."
No.
No, you would go to soccer?
Yeah. Hmm.
So you don't like ESPN just as much as they don't like you.
No, I they're great. I mean, you know, I see Coach Saban, and you know, they're all great. And but no, it's just a TV show.
Yeah, it's kind of a big one.
Yeah, You and Pat McAfee could be shirtless together.
Yeah, you could take your shirt off and have like a little advertisement for your charity.
Yeah, oh, that's a good
idea. But see, here's the thing. It's like, and we've talked about this, like, I'm too old to really care about that anymore. Right? You know, if this was 10, 15 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, okay, here we go. Let's, you know, we're promoting the brand and we're having fun and we're, you know, got to be on the TV show. Now it's just like, I'd rather just sit and enjoy soccer and enjoy watching a football game at home with a little bourbon and, you know, having a couple buddies over and I don't know.
That's, I understand. Yeah,
I don't want to be like, what's your the old man yelling at the clouds? Yeah. But like, I don't know, like going down to Eugene every weekend. I love the Ducks, but God, I hate that traffic.
Bro, you're speaking my language.
You know,
every old man right now is sitting there and nodding like, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really close to the, like, I don't have to fight through a crowd to go to the bathroom. Like, I could just get up off the couch after a couple of bourbons, and it's like, hey, bathroom's right there, and there's no line.
My buddy, for whatever reason, don't ask me why, but he decided to get a wild hair, and he wanted to go to the Portland State Montana game, right? And we were at
Civic Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, at Civic. Yeah. Right? Out. They were actually honoring Mouse Davis at the half. So I have no idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just decided that he's like, we're going to go. He's like, let's go check it out. And I was like, oh, God. I was like, all right. I will tell you, it was so delightful. 20 minutes there. Easy to park. we had a parking pass. There was like 2,500 people there, wandered around on the sidelines a little bit. Game got out of hand, left in the third quarter, and we hit a bar and was home by like 5:30. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. We just need to move. We just need to move Autzen. We just got to move it to Portland. We need Autzen too. Because I'll tell you what, when it's in the city, it's such an easier, hey, let's go check out that game. Then my gal's like, oh, you want to go down to the game this week?
The worst thing is that, like, so it's if my buddy had this timed out, and we all kind of have our own version of it, but 4 hours. You have to leave 4 hours and 5 minutes before kickoff.
Yeah.
And every minute you leave closer to game time, you add 5 minutes to your drive time.
Yeah.
So, like, and so the idea of, like, okay, it's like, you're gonna leave at 8 in the morning for a noon game, and then it's another like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's tough. It's tough.
Well, we're all in the same boat. You're right. Maybe that ship has sailed. You've kind of convinced me that maybe, you know, it's not going to happen. But you
I'm actually going to be there tomorrow.
Are you?
Are you going down?
Yeah. I'm the secondary picker. They just threw out I'm just throwing a diversion. They said, you thought it was going to be Marcus. You thought it was going to be the only Heisman Trophy winner in school history. You thought he was getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, but nope. Yeah. Here comes old also ran.
Now,
what would happen though if they announced Marcus and then, like, you know, like when you go see like Phantom of the Opera and it's like, tonight the role of the Phantom will be played by, what if they're like, tonight the role of Marcus will be played by Joe Harrington. I would love to see the crowd reaction. Like, that would be amazing. They would be thrilled to see you.
Okay. Here's how it would go. If you are over the age of, well, let's say 35,
yeah.
The response would be, all right, cool. If you are under the age of 25, it would be this. Who?
Where's Marcus?
Did I tell you my future daughter-in-law, soon-to-be daughter-in-law, is from Detroit? I think I may have told you this, but I was like, oh, yeah, Joey Harrington, he comes on our show, he's a friend of ours. And she goes, who? She's 20. Yeah. She's now 24.
Huh?
This was probably 20. She was probably 22 at the time. Yeah. I was like, wow. Okay, we are old. Now
I keep trying to tell you this. You don't want to listen.
We're in denial.
Yeah.
Mariota is there. Justin Herbert is there in his hot arm candy. You're going to be there. Bo Nix is on a bye.
I'm not there. I mean, I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh my God. Have Mariota, Herbert, Harrington, and Nix ever been in the same room together?
Trying to think. No.
Nope. Never happened.
No. Mm-hmm. No. We talked about playing golf this summer or last summer, but it just didn't quite.
What
didn't
a
quite force. Happen.
That would be.
Who? Yeah. Who would? You'd win that, right?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Justin would. You know what? Actually, Justin might put things together. That dude can hit the ball a mile.
Can he? I can see.
Yeah.
That.
Well, he's huge.
Yeah. Well, he's got that weird golfing, but those long kind of thinner dudes, those guys hit it a mile.
And by thin, you mean like 200? Well, yeah, 35.
He's certainly he has bulked up, but you know the long the long limbs.
Yeah.
Can we throw Dan Fouts in there just because he's great to drink Miller Lights with?
Foutsy.
Yeah. Well, we should get two foursomes. We'll get an eightsome. Yeah. And we'll tell you all about it.
You want to blow some Oregon fans' minds? Have them be just hanging out at like Bandon Dunes, and here comes two foursomes, one with Joey Harrington, Marcus Mariota, Justin Herbert, and Bo Nix, and the other with Dan Fouts,
Chris Miller, Bill Musgrave.
Yep.
And who are we going to put in there?
We need one more.
Well, I mean, we could put Dennis Dixon in there.
Masoli,
Kellen Clemens.
We could put Kellen Clemens in there. We could put Dylan Gabriel in there. We could put Akili Smith in there. We could put Norm Van Brocklin in there.
Well, not technically, but in theory. Can we give some love, too? Because I kind of feel bad for him. But, you know, Darren Thomas did play for a national championship. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
He played. It's just he got Wally pipped by Marcus, but he did play for a national championship.
That's true.
Look at that. That's very, very true. And yet everybody.
Yeah.
He's a Portland Steel legend.
Yeah,
right?
Arena League
legend, Darren Thomas.
Good call. What is the most memorable Oregon USC game?
That's pretty good.
Because I think I know it.
Boy, so my senior year was the year that Carson Palmer could have killed the clock, but instead he threw it out of bounds, and then we saved a timeout, and then Siegel hit the game winner. That was exciting, but that still doesn't I think that still plays second fiddle to the game. It would have been my sophomore year when I wasn't playing and AJ was playing, but that was the year that I think I tore Nate Viegas' ACL after he tied the game on a game-tying field goal at the end, and then we won in overtime.
How did you – wait, what did you do?
We were celebrating, and
You took him down?
No. Like we jumped up, you know, like was holding and then he kicked it and we go to overtime and and he jumps up and I jumped up and as he came down, he tore his ACL.
Oh dear. What about 2009? This is the one I remember. I'm not a Duck fan or anything, but you know, I've been around a while. 2009, it was
Halloween.
Yeah. The Halloween game.
That's the one. It's funny. That's the one I remember too.
Yeah. Because it just, that game, cause Chip Kelly kicked the crap out of Pete Carroll and it was the changing of the guard.
Yes.
That's what it was in the Pac-12.
Okay. I understand that. And I know that everybody's going to go there. I'm going to challenge you to look up the 99 game,
okay,
the 99 USC Oregon game. And that's the game when, AJ brought us all the way back. Viegas kicked the field goal to send it to overtime.
Three overtime.
I tore his ACL, and then Frankel and Dan Katz came in, and Dan Katz had a game winner field goal opportunity that he literally hit into the pylon of the end zone. Like that was he pulled it so hard that it literally took a left turn at Albuquerque and landed on the pylon of the end zone, like in the corner. And then Josh Frankel came in. Was it double or triple overtime?
Triple overtime. 33-30
and
triple OT.
And Josh Frankel hit the game winner, and the rest was history.
Yeah, they were ranked 16th. You guys not ranked. But that win propelled you to the top 25 next week.
Yes, it did.
And then you lost to Washington.
I didn't play that game either.
Did you get it? Well, you got in, didn't you, at some point that season?
Nope, I didn't. I took over halfway through. I took over in the Arizona game.
Yeah, because you guys lost Washington and UCLA, and then they were like, all right, we've seen enough of this crap. Put the kid in.
Crap. Yeah, that was...
Can you help me here? Because I'm looking. Obviously, A.J. Feely went 23 of 39, but I'm looking at the box score. Who the hell is Herman Ho Ching, and why did he throw a pass?
Ooh, good question.
That is a very long, that's an entire, so.
I'm just saying, when I looked at the box score, I'm telling you, in, like, my mind immediately went to, who the hell, like, is this a misprint?
Hold on. So, I'm going to. The nicest way possible. So Herman Ho Ching died two years ago. Oh. He was a running back from Long Beach Poly and was one of the most talented players I have ever seen. He started as a true freshman against – that was the year Ruben Drones hurt his ankle against UTEP, and he came in and he ran for about 150 and a couple of touchdowns as a true freshman. He was incredible. Herman had a rough, go of things. And I believe I lost track of him for a little while. And then I saw that he, died. He drowned in the Clackamas Tualatin River.
Oh, damn.
Recently.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a kind of a tragic, yeah, so I say that with all respect. He was an incredible running back. Would have had a heck of a future ahead of him, but couldn't keep it on the rails.
I just was weird when I looked down. I was like, "What? Who is that? And why
did he
was
complete
he?
The pass?
No, he was 0-for-1.
Damn it!
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to the worry meter coming up next with our friend Joey Harrington here, courtesy of Mods PDX on 105.1 The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for a Ducks Report, the inside story on Ducks Athletics. Brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here.
Yeah, anytime you have a game-changing wideout, you're trying to ask yourself, how do you figure out a way to isolate that person, remove them from the game plan? It's tough when you play good offenses that move those people around, you know, and Mekhi's a guy that moves around a bunch in the slot and can be lined up in all different locations on the field. Jacoby Lane, no different, you know, two different wideouts in how they do things, but they're both really good players.
Well, that was Dan Lanning on our show yesterday discussing Mekhi Lemon. I asked him about comparing, trying to defend Mekhi Lemon and his little squirrely body versus Jeremiah Smith, who's a much different archetype, and that's what he said, okay? So, yeah, Mods PDX, the future of building is here. All right, we're back with Joey Herrington, Oregon USC. It's about time. We were talking about this yesterday, Joey, that the Big Ten takes center stage. You know, it's been a lot of SEC marquee games this year. Not a lot of Big Ten marquee games, but we finally get one here.
Yeah. Penn State had to go ahead and screw that whole thing up, huh?
God, no kidding.
Yeah. They laid a turd burger.
Where is the patented Joey Herrington primetime exclusive 105.1 The Fan Only Heard Here worry meter?
Do I get to ask a question first?
Sure.
Is DeCorian Moore playing?
I don't think so, but no one really knows.
8.5
Whoa. Wow. Higher than I thought.
Yeah. No, let's go back down to 8.
Okay. That's still pretty high. Why?
Yeah.
Why? The explosiveness that we saw at the beginning of the season is not there, right? Without DeCorian Moore out there, and granted, I will say that I am being influenced by a couple weeks ago against Wisconsin, and then God, who was it? Who'd they just play on the road?
Iowa.
2 weeks, Iowa. Like there's, and I know they were playing without like their top six pass catchers. You know, no Sadiq, no DeCorian Moore, Bryant gets hurt. I mean, it was rough. That being said, Dante was incredibly efficient, like as efficient as I have seen. But efficiency doesn't, how do I put this? It's that November thing, right? You can be efficient and you can play steady and you can be sitting there at the end.
We lose him to the soccer gods?
Never know what to do. Like, what's that?
Well, you cut out there.
We lost you to the soccer gods for a minute.
But right before the soccer gods.
Okay. Well, so my point is, it's November.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out where these explosive plays are going to come from without DeCorian Moore.
Right.
Right? And so when you're playing a team like USC, are they consistent? No, but they can explode. Like that's always their MO. It just makes me nervous. It makes me nervous in this time of November football.
Yeah, especially if you're getting down into the red zone.
Yeah,
you're running it on them, and then you're just kicking field goals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's this is what we talked about. Having that difference maker, right? That this is what Oregon was missing last year against Ohio State when they had Jeremiah Smith, right? That and we had that difference maker, and now we don't. And so I'm a little nervous. I am.
Yeah. I can see that. I see. It's funny that this one. I think I was more nervous with Iowa. On my worry meter than I am with USC. I'm just not convinced
that you... And that makes me more nervous. The fact that I'm not as nervous as I would have been against Iowa makes me more nervous.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, it's the end of the year, you know, like you said. That's the best way to put it. We always say the witches of November, man, and go ask Alabama last year. You know, you just seemingly everything, there's always a team or two every year that have it lined up in front of them. And you're like, there's not that much meat left on the bone. You know, you're a 10-point favorite. And then you look up and you're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, the other thing, too.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's in November more than the personnel. But like there's something right now that I'm like, I just get through it. Just get through the next 2 weeks. And you don't even want to know how I feel about the following week. Like that's what I can't even talk about that right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's going to be nasty. Well, actually, wait. That's next weekend. We won't be able to talk to you. We don't have a show.
Yes, Thanksgiving.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we do early in the week.
You better get your shots in now.
You got to get on Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe you come on Wednesday.
Oh, next man. Week.
Yeah.
It's going to throw your whole schedule for a loop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, the other thing too about USC is they're kind of due under Lincoln Riley. They're kind of due for a really, really big win. I have no faith in them to do it, but they are kind of poised to do. I mean, this team's better than any of his other teams. And you know, it's like, it's coming at some point. I think
somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're too talented not to.
Yeah.
Like that's also the thing is I've seen so many USC teams through the year that have more talent than anybody just play so average for three quarters of the year, then all of a sudden explode when you don't expect them to. And it's like, well, where the hell is that for the rest of the season? And I'm worried that in November and we got everything on the line and we don't have our star receiver. And that's what gets me maybe a little too nervous.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. I'm just saying, styles make fights, and I'm just not certain that USC can do anything against Oregon's run game. And they're beat up. We don't know. Maybe their best defensive end and two best safeties could be out of this game, their left tackle. If they're beat up like that, I'm not convinced. And I've seen USC just get bullied. They got bullied by Illinois, and they got bullied by Notre Dame. And I just think Oregon's going to be able to just line up in 12 personnel and knock it in the dirt.
Still got to punch it in the end zone, though.
Yeah, you do.
That's the thing.
True.
All right. Well, what is Turkey Day look like over there at the Harrington house?
Turkey Day is with the Harrington side of the family this year. So I think we have 53.
Oh. Yep. At your house?
53 at the not at the house. No, but we're going. Actually, we go. So we used to go to Grandma and Grandpa's. But that is, the house is no longer in the family. And so now every other year we meet down at the Laurelhurst Club just and rent out a big space because the family continues to grow. Yeah. So
53, you know, that's crazy.
I don't even know I can't comprehend 53 people at Thanksgiving. I don't have 53 people that would even show up if I invited them and said I was paying for it.
53 people?
No, 53. That's a lot. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot of cousins and a lot of grandkids and a lot of, you know, that fun stuff.
Okay, maybe we'll call you on Wednesday. Okay, but you got to get your shots at the Huskies. Yeah, I know how much you love to do
that. Yeah, it's Husky Hate Week. It's the best, and it makes me nervous this year.
Well, it would have been something had the Huskies not screwed the pooch against Wisconsin. In theory, that next week could have been an even bigger game, but then UW had to go and do that.
B-U-Dub. Am I right? All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
Bye, friends.
All right. Safe travels. That's Joey Harrington here, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. We have the top five arguments in modern relationships.
Oh, yes.
Coming up next in the club on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.